still speeding, running signs like they don't matter. Hater talking never made me mad. Never that, not when I'm in my favorite paper tag. Therefore, G4's at the Clearport. When it come to tools, fool, I'm a pep boy. When it came to dope, I was quick to export. Never tired of balling, so it's on to the next sport. New Mercedes sedan, the Lex Sport. So many cars, DMV thought it was mail fraud. Different traps I was getting mail from. Polk County, Jacksonville, right, Melbourne. Whole click, appetites had tapeworms. Spinning Teddy Pendergrass, vinyl as my Jay Burns. I shed a tear before the night's over. God bless the man, I put the sights over. Getting Tupac money twice over. Still a real nigga, red Gucci sweater, dice roller. I'm making love to the angel of death. Catch your feelings, never stumble, retracing my steps.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
are back, everybody. That is right. We are with Clefta, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That is right. And we currently only have two guests. We will be having more guests shortly. So we'll introduce him real quick. This is Clefta, of course, and to my right.
This is Fuego from San Diego.
That is right. And we got another guest.
This is Mr. Blizzard from El Paso.
Yep, and neither of them are new to this, right? That's right. You've been here plenty of times. Yep.
Feels new. It's been a while.
I mean, it's tough sometimes. But anyway, we'll go back to some tunes because we came a smidge late. That's right. We came from an event for seniors. And we're going to have a fun time. In fact, the music I'm playing today, usually I try to have variety. But, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put to what I like right now. You know, we're not, no extra steps. So, yeah, this is going to be Conway La Machina.
Just wanted you to be proud of me. You told me you was down for me. I just wanted you to be proud of me. Why these niggas always looking for me to throw them something? Why people keep thinking that I owe them something? Why niggas keep looking for a handout when they ain't do nothing to help this shit pan out? I was just like you, nigga, I was hurting. Only thing I did differently was put the work in.
I'm on my grind.
I don't know why you feeling so entitled. When I ain't had no money to eat, I couldn't find you.
Where was you?
Niggas ain't real when they always remind you. You mad cause you asked for a favor and I declined you.
That's wild.
That shit is weak, nigga. You ain't down my number in weeks, nigga. Everybody's food, I gotta eat,
I
nigga.
Gotta eat, nigga.
When the last time you called to see if niggas was good, if niggas ate? That fake love shit I hate. That kind of shit I can't relate. All you do is take. I thought you wanted me to be great, huh? I thought you was proud of me. I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I ain't never had this shit.
You told me you was down for me. I just wanted you to be proud of me. And deep down, I know you care for me.
I know you care.
But mentally, I needed you there for
you
me. You ain't got that much love for me, apparently. You talk down on me in front of my son and embarrass me.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I still remember what you said. Nigga, you over 30, all that rapping shit is dead. Uh-huh. You need to go and find you a job and get you some bread. Ain't you tired of being broke and sleeping at Dread? That shit stung me, I let it get to my head.
Yeah.
Wanted to quit rapping, but I went harder instead. Fast forward a year, now I'm hot in the streets.
You
I got my deal, I came through with red bottles for your feet. Made sure you was good first, left racks on the table.
Back.
For all the times I wasn't able.
Uh-huh.
Ain't throwing it in your face or trying to play you. Cause truth be told, you probably did more for me. I could never repay you, but I thought you was proud of me.
Yeah. You did more for me.
I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I'll never forget that.
You told me you was down for me.
No matter how much money,
I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I just wanted y'all to be proud of me.
You know, this shit for you. This shit for y'all. This shit for my family. For my kids, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For my niggas. For my brothers. You know what I mean? More life, more living, more success, nigga. You know what I mean?
And that is right. That was Conway, La Machina. And we only have one guest with us currently. Our other guest. Oh, no. In fact, we. Okay, you know what? I'll let them do their introductions themselves. So just come over here. So again, just to remind y'all, currently we have Fuegs.
Fuego.
And we got.
This is Mr. Blizzard.
Mr. Blizzard. And now coming and joining us is.
Papi Chulo.
Papi Chulo, that is right. The veteran. He's been coming here probably more than anybody as of late. Jesus used to have that title, but currently the streak is Papi Chulo. That is right. And that was, again, Conway La Machina. I love that Griselda stuff. I'm a big fan of that Buffalo, that murder rap type style, the Renaissance they're trying to do. But I won't go too much in depth since I feel like this is the wrong crowd. But considering it's a joyous evening and it's kind of sloppy, I don't have guest songs this time. I'm just going with whatever because we came from a senior activity and we're having fun. That's right, we're having fun. Oh my god,
guest songs incoming. Regardless,
you think? All right,
I think so.
We can fit some. All right, I'll try to fit some in. All right, due to request of Puppy Chulo, who just came in. I'll try to fit him in. But sadly, we did not have Lil Horace, who actually was planning to come, but then he's having issues with. I guess he has to sleep more than usual because he had a concussion recently. So he was with us, but then at the last moment, he's like, you know, I'm just gonna tap right in, go Mimi's. And if anybody who doesn't know what Mimi's is,
it means to hit the Mimi switch.
That's right. We hit it, and but the verb Mimi's, or I guess the noun go Mimi's. I don't even know. But anyway,
go to bed. Bedtime.
It's basically go to sleep.
Betty bye time.
It comes from dormir, so me, you know, Mimi's. That's. It turns out I googled it on Urban Dictionary. It actually is like a confirmed like term. I'm not weird.
Coming from dormir.
Yeah, and it says it's Mexican something specifically. I guess it makes sense, but the only people I know aside of my family that uses it is like a homie back home, just some guy. His family's from Mexico too, but not from where I'm from. It's kind of cute though. We tell you could see my dad who's like maybe about to reach 50, and he's telling the little dog, it's like, all right, time to go Mimi's, because it's like 9 p.m. We gotta go to bed. And I think it's really cute. I don't know. It's a weird word, but he still uses it because it's part of the what you say to little kids or dogs. I guess I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of that word, actually, prior to this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? No?
To Puppy Chulo? I've never heard it.
Yeah, I've gotten more of your reaction. Papa B didn't know. Jaramillo didn't know, the tall guy. And many others. I just bring it up and, like, I've never heard of this. But I'm surprised that both of you, I mean, you're from SoCal, but you're from Texas, so I'm actually curious.
What you mean? What's that got to do with it?
Who said Well, I mean, I'm assuming maybe it's a SoCal Mexican thing. I don't know. But for you, how'd you, I guess, come across it? Who would say it? Or would you say it? Like your family?
Yeah, my family and everybody else I knew, fam.
Mimi's?
Huh. Somebody gets knocked out, they go Mimi's.
It's because you're basically SoCal.
How?
Wait. Bro, I'm like,
I'm actually intrigued. Can you explain that?
Explain that. How far west you are, bro. You're much more.
I'm like in the middle of the Mexican border right there, and that little.
You're
like
in the
flow.
Middle, yeah.
So and he's next to
the city. We're on opposite ends. I feel like that's.
But he's not. Yeah. So he's not SoCal.
He's not.
That's what you're arguing at first. That's what I'm saying. It's not. It's a different place, right?
It is, but okay. It is further in that. In from my perspective, from where I'm at.
And perspectives are important.
And where are you from? Because some people who are listening might not know. Can you explain where you're from?
South Texas.
Right, but where in South Texas? Like physically?
What do you mean physically?
That place it was El Paso. What was it?
On the most southernmost tip as far south as you can go. Yeah.
And then we have Blizzard.
Mr. Blizzard.
Mr. Blizzard. Right? And he's from
the western tip.
Yeah, he's in El Paso, which is right next to Las Cruces, right?
Next to that, next to Albuquerque and Juarez.
Yeah, right next to Juarez, actually. It's literally the same. It's basically like St. Paul.
The border cuts us in half, man.
It's like St. Paul and Minneapolis, right? Yeah. The twin cities. They're right next to two cities right next to each other. It's really interesting.
Border sister cities.
And the literal highway at times is the physical border. Because I've been on that highway. It's kind of crazy. Because you look.
It's a historical highway.
You're on the highway, you look to the right. And everything you see is literally Mexico. And when you're looking to the left, everything is the U.S. It's physically the border. And that perspective
Highway
is
Chavez.
If you're going west, by the way. But on Highway 10, right?
Highway 10.
Yeah, that goes all the way to Los Angeles.
One, Chavez, and then there's Loop 98.
Loop 90, okay. I don't know if I went through all that. Possibly. I remember we had the flat tire. We were there for a while. My family took a trip from, I guess, to fill you guys in.
I thought you went to
Los Angeles. You were part of it. Los Angeles?
Oh, okay. I'm just a part of it.
Dude, we're going to San Antonio for Christmas. But we drove in my dad's pickup.
I guess y'all just hate snow.
And that, I mean, there was snow like in New Mexico and stuff when we were driven, like, driving by when it was empty. There was some snow in southern New Mexico, but it was mainly like just frost though. Frost on like the cacti and the surroundings. It wasn't a lot of snow. But we, it's about a 22-hour drive or something. It's a whole day, if you don't stop. And we didn't stop. I drove, I think, when I went to Texas, a couple hours. But my dad was pretty, he wouldn't budge when we were driving back. And he drove the whole thing.
Oh.
And he drives for his job. Like, he drives a lot. He's a very good driver. Very good, even at being aggressive, doing, like, interesting turns and whatever. He can do a lot. Yeah. But anyway, enough of my dad. We're going to go back to some tunes. Thank you all. This is Clef, so you're listening to Diamond Coin Trenches. And we're going to continue on with some music I like. But of course, we'll have some guests due to Bobby Chula's request.
Like it's going to be a great day today to get some fresh air like a stray on a straightaway. Hey you, got a light? Nah, a Bud Light. Early in the morning, face crud from like a mud fight. Looky here, it's just the way the cookie tear. Prepare to get hurt and mangled like Kurt Angle, rookie year. The rocket scientist with the pocket wine list. Some even say he might need some psychiatrist. Doom, are you pondering what I'm pondering? Yes, but why would the darn thing be wandering? She's like a foundling, barely worth fondling. My posse's on Broadway like Mama, I Want to Sing. Mad lays the bass like the race card. Villain on the case to break shards and leave a face scarred. Groovy dude, not to prove to be rude, but this stuff is like what you might put on movie food. What is jalapenos? Get it like a whooping when you holler at your seniors. Dollar, he can overhear the hashish fiend. He just came from over there, the grass is greener. Last wish, I wish I had two more wishes. And I wish they fixed the door to the Matrix's mad glitches. Spit so many verses, some time my jaw twitches. One thing this party can use is more booze. Put yourself in your own shoes and stay away from all the pairs of busted Timbs he don't use. He only keep him to decorate. If you wanna peep him, select a date and bring a deep check like checkmate. I kid you not, on the dotted line sign. Ever since a minor, kids consider him some kind of Einstein on a diamond mine grind. She was dumb fine, but not quite the type that you might wanna wine and dine. Couldn't find a pen, had to think of a new trick. This one he wrote in cold blood with a toothpick. On second thought, it's too thick. His assistant said, Doom, you sick. He said, true through acoustics. Psycho, his flow is drowned in Lowry's seasoning. With micro power, he's sound and right reasoning. As easy as pi, 3.14. One more, one false move, and they done four. Oh,
that's right. That is Mad Villainy. One of my favorites. I know Fuegs has listened to it. I don't know if anybody else has really listened to it. You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
It's interesting. But we'll talk about something else. But, of course, Mr. Blizzard actually has to leave soon. So it'll be open mic night. So he can, do you have anything in mind you want to speak about specifically?
Long distance relationships are very difficult and draining, but
all right.
Worth it if you do it right.
Hey, it's real.
And is there any context to this, or you just want to give advice? Is it
just advice?
All right. And that comes from the loving, Theo, right?
Yes. The loving Theo.
His term,
solid.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Solid. And, then we also have two other Theos. We have Philosophical Theo, which is Daddy J, who is a regular to the show, sort of. Shouts out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am the third Theo of the Latino Center community. And I am the humorous Theo, if you guys believe that. I don't think I'm that funny.
You're funny to look at.
I'm funny. Yeah, I mean.
You get to laugh out of me.
I mean, I've been told that I have a face meant for radio, so I'm telling you. That's
you in the right field.
I'm researching the right things, it seems like. I chose the correct paths in my life, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, how many more times are you going to be on the show? Well, you're, your significant other, who you're referring to, I suppose, from before, will be coming, and she'll be on the show. I'm assuming you'll be coming. Are you excited for that? That seems...
Oh, yeah.
Do you plan to roast her or something?
Yes.
Yes?
Everything.
Okay. Well, I hopefully... what was it? Was it Zerzo?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Hopefully she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm a little afraid of what the reaction might be, but... roll with the punches, right?
So when is this show happening?
When does she hasn't bought her ticket, right?
Not yet.
But she said around the 15th, 16th, question mark?
15th, and around 16th. Then, 17th.
And there's like a lot of like empty shows because people leave. Because not everybody's a senior who has shows. So I can easily get a show after like 10 p.m. randomly during the week, during senior week. Easy.
I can do that. Okay.
Do you plan to be... Actually, are you going to be here?
I'm going to be in the area, yeah.
In the area? Wow. Not just like campus? I thought you were just...
Well, I'm gonna be here in the summer.
Oh, the whole you're not going home at all at any point?
Probably not. Possibly right. Towards the end, but
I think I'm gonna do the same. I think so. I'll hit you up, Puppy Chulo. But anyway, all enough right. of that. Lollygagging. We're gonna let our soon to be gone guest to speak a little bit. So your sign off.
Yeah,
it was a little early. It's not even the half hour mark. But of course, we still gotta respect that he's leaving. Let him do the sign off. Go ahead.
Got a lot of stuff to do in the morning. This was a great listen with y'all. Hope you enjoyed the rest of the show. Love y'all. This is Mr. Blizzard. Latest.
That is right. And the next song we're gonna be playing was chosen by Papi Chulo. Of course, it is a Spring Fling headliner. That is right. It is ASAP for God Bless America.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Can my vocals up a little bit more, please? Sad. Yeah. Sad. Yeah. A little bit more. Yeah.
I'm on the yeah. I'm running the money. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put them up. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put them up. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad boys in the motel. Now your bitch give me head. 20 bitches in the hotel. Hunter on my noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my niggas throwing riots. Marsh pitting on your toy nails. Uncle T doing so well. First class from a hotel. T-Ferg did 15. In the feds getting no mail. My daddy died and my cousin too. They let him out of no cell. Provide jobs for my whole block. I cannot slow down. Nigga, I won't stop now. Motherfucker, this is my town. Take the block, make it hot now. 143rd with the drop down. Icy chain with the watch now. Bird piece full of rocks now. Niggas squint when they watch now. Leveling up to the top now.
I'm on a new level. 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 Bought me a new shovel. Put niggas in the dirt. I'm on a new level. All my niggas put it right. I went to see my jeweler, woo, and I read her. Went and bought some new jewels. Hit the car, then a woo-woo reader. Who knew we'll blow like nitro? Many bitches need us. Ooh, I just taste the Miley on me. New, I just read her. Dippin' Devin in some new designer. I just dippin' dab with the semi-touch. You on a red carpet, surrounded by pop stars, trying to act tough. I got an activist, homie, nigga, and I hold up. They said that we couldn't smoke in this building. We fucked around and still rolled up.
I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new Chevy. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest. All my niggas put it work. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level.
nigga out of work. Know that I'ma hold my bros down ASAP till the nigga dive. You didn't know what you're doing now.
I'm on a new level, that's right. And that was chosen by, again, what's your name?
Papi Chulo, right?
Papi Chulo, that's right. And I have a topic to talk about, since it's only a few of us.
Okay.
And this comes up because, as Fuegs knows, playing... you okay, Fuegs, actually? All right, okay, you guys can't see him, but I was just a little concerned. But anyway, you just tired?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. So when I... recently, my housemate got... Minecraft installed to his Xbox, and I loved Minecraft. I in middle school I'd play a lot, so I'm curious, what was that video game you guys were maybe not obsessed with, but you played a lot when you were in the middle school era? Maybe something that sticks out, possibly every year or like months you would change game, but like I'm just curious, what's like one that stands out of all of middle school?
For me, I would say it's first person shooters.
Well, name one specifically though. Like, try to
Call of Duty series.
Which
specifically?
MW2, Black Ops or
Black Ops?
Black Ops.
Well, yeah.
Okay. The zombies and everything.
Everything about that.
Everything, even the 2D, like the like the run and gun type of game.
Yeah.
You played that one, Diego?
I played a little bit. Yeah.
You like the since your housemate has an Xbox One, it's backwards compatible. They've been playing randomly. He still has a Xbox 360 disc for Black Ops, and they'd be playing on the Xbox One. Yeah, they'd be playing an old game.
Me and Ednan can get like super far on that thing.
Ednan?
Yeah.
Dude. What's his name on here? Turtle? Is it just Turtle?
Yeah.
Turtle, I think. Yeah, Turtle. He's overpowered. I have to be. Yeah, he. Like Fuegs will maybe die once. He dies once. If they don't die from there, like if Fuegs doesn't die because he can't survive on his own, Fuegs probably would have, like, he probably revived Fuegs three times by that point.
Yeah.
He didn't die once. He didn't die once. Yeah, he was. Fuegs, it's not like Fuegs is necessarily bad, right?
Yeah.
He's not the worst player in the world. He doesn't, like, die all frequently.
But Turtle knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Turtle knows what he's doing. And Fuegs, on occasion, gets caught up with himself. He gets a little confident, and then he doesn't train well. He gets a little, you know, like, when you're training?
He can't be getting confident
He doesn't, he, like, turns too early, and then the guy, like, dangles behind, and then he gets killed once he turns around. That's mainly how he dies. He does everything smoothly, gets the juggernaut when he needs
then,
to.
Yeah, that's solid, then.
But Turtle, no mishaps.
But
until once Turtle dies, essentially it might be game over, because Fuegs might not be able to survive on his own. It's a lot of zombies by that point.
Mm.
It's like round past 15 probably.
Think about it. Like, Turtle dying is putting Fuegs in a really difficult position.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's far off. And if it's hard enough for Turtle to die, it's probably hard enough for Fuegs to die too.
Yeah.
That's definitely a thing.
It's fun though.
But okay, how about you, Fuegs? What was this game in middle school that you were enamored with?
Halo.
On the 360?
Yeah, Halo.
Let's go.
we're going to FPS type stuff.
Yeah.
And what can you like describe? What was like the best part about it, I guess, since we were talking about Black Ops earlier?
Well, like, to create your own map and like the online play.
Oh, and you would play like your friends' maps and stuff?
Yeah.
Bro, the game modes that were possible to play online.
You saw like how people made like modded it and put Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
That's
anything.
And Halo Reach was good too.
I liked Halo Reach. I never had an Xbox. I've never owned one, right? But my cousin, at this time I would visit him a lot, maybe once a week. He had like the Halo Reach Edition Xbox, so he just played that a lot at his house.
Oh, okay.
So I like that. That's a good game.
Yeah,
the online playing was fun. Did you have the Xbox Live and everything you'd play?
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah.
For a little bit, yeah.
I think those were one of the few games that I played the story, like the campaign.
No, I heard. Did you play the campaign too, Diego?
Yeah. Well, my brothers.
You could do co-op.
You can?
Yeah.
That's great. Nice. Wait, with your older brother or younger brother, both?
Both, I think.
Both?
Yeah.
So your younger brother was in, what, like elementary school, and your older brother was in high school?
We're 2 years apart, so.
Oh, so when in middle school is this then? Like to... Yeah, I probably shouldn't ask those questions. But for me, to bring it up, it was Minecraft. That's...
Okay.
You know, like, Patty. You know Patty Mill,
yeah.
Right? He said him for him it was RuneScape. You know how people really like were into middle school?
I need to have a conversation with them about that. Yeah.
You like
I played it before.
Did you enjoy it or you're not a what kind of conversation we're talking about with Patty Mill? I'm curious.
It's gonna be a conversation between the two of us.
Between the both of you?
Yeah.
A long one, you think? He loves that game.
Really?
I think one time, just for fun, because we were talking about it, it's like, I'm gonna pull up to see if they have to still have the old version on. And there's some people who like had a still an old version of RuneScape that you could play. Like, because it's updated now.
They actually made it mobile. Which I think
it's
crazy how your phone can do that now.
And it's crazy how Minecraft on the I remember when and that's really big and I think it's weird.
It's not
I
really cannot big play. Though. I think
at some point.
No, I know. I remember at one point it seemed like every other guy in middle school had Minecraft on their iPod 4 Touch, right? Yeah, that's it, iPod Touch 4. But anyway, we'll back to some tunes. We got Chrono Trigger playing in the background. Shouts out to the Fuegs for choosing that. But we're going to continue on with Amherst Station by West Side. Do, 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 do.
Hey, yo, it's West Side Pootie. And stop copying off my daddy. Money don't make you fly, God. God is the greatest. And y'all still broke. This is Griselda.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda.
What makes me want you?
That was, of course, West Side Pootie. That was West Side Gun with Amherst Station. And now for our sponsor. That's right, our sponsor. I call it a sponsor. I have to explain it every time, but I call it a sponsor because I play it every time. It's basically, I can choose whatever ad. They're just ads. But since I choose the same one every single hour, I feel like it sponsors me. It's like the one, you know? Mainly I choose it because it's the shortest one. But anyway, here we go.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
And we are back. That is right. That was the sponsor of the hour. And you're listening to Clefsa. Diamond Cunt Trenches is the show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that is right. We're going to continue on with some more West Side Gun because I played Amherst Station before and now it's Amherst Station 2. And the songs are kind of similar. I mean, he talks about Amherst Station at one point, which is a train stop in Buffalo. He's from Buffalo. But anyway, we're going to go continue with some West Side Gun, Amherst Station 2.
You know you're brought me here. Hey, yo. Round me out of love. I've been rich since 50 bricks ago.
stabbed up. Call me Chevy, Lord, I got the last one. You in the base model, I got the fast one. Fast, real niggas say they praise the boat, praise the boat. My city still don't got no hope. Who shot Tris up? Who shot the groove up? 20 deep below lows, and then we blew up. We blew up. Rest in peace, Vino. Rest in peace, Mick. Rest in peace, Miguel. Rest in peace, Chanel. Chanel ski mask. We living in hell.
And that is right. That is a hard beat from probably Derringer, but it's Amherst Station 2, I Love West Side Gun. Excuse me. But we have a couple shout outs to make.
I'd like to give a shout out to my boy Raul Gomez back at the suite. I told him to tune in.
What nickname do you want to give him? That's what I usually do on the show. Oh. Only nicknames. It's fine. No, it's but we should just give them all one. Right. I usually give people random ones when they haven't been on here. No,
you can't do.
I'll come back to all you. Right. I'll come back to all you. Right. All right, how about you, Flakes? Who you got to shout out?
Shouts out Hernan.
Where already got him?
Shouts out.
Oh,
we discussed this before.
Yeah,
we already shout out Turtle.
You can. I don't know. Can you take back the shout out?
Can you take it back?
Bro, just shout him out again.
Okay. Shout out to Papa B
again. You guys gotta choose someone else then too.
I called him today. Yeah, because I wanted to talk to him.
It was his birthday, right? Yeah.
And he
technically.
He did not pick up the phone.
Oh, hey, but it's a thought that counts. He understood. Oh, I got a call. He calls you J Razzle Dazzle, so he goes with that. But Papi Chulo called him. He's like, all right, I know what's up. Can't answer right now, but I appreciate it. I know that's how he is right now.
Okay.
He's probably memes actually, but like so, in reality, that's how he was. You know,
I feel like there's like a 20% chance that's actually what it was like.
All right. Well, I mean. You're probably right. It's probably not a good chance. But anyway, I guess I'll shouts out to I don't even know who's listening. I guess I can't do Patty Mill because Patty Mill's already said.
Oh.
But shout them out again because we're doing that, right?
Yeah,
but
that's how
I still have to
it.
Include a new person. You know,
okay.
That's
yeah.
And I'll shouts out to Young Loxa, who probably isn't listening. But shouts out to him. Do you know who that is?
I definitely
think you know.
I do. All right,
cool. Then that's good enough for me. But how about anybody you know, Flakes?
You didn't shout anybody out.
Well, shouts out to all the listeners.
Okay.
All right, that works.
Shout out to Middleman.
Oh, shouts out to Middleman.
Shout out to Middleman.
You know who Middleman is, right, Flakes?
Nope.
Whoa. You've been on the show with them more than once.
I forget.
You forget?
You definitely
do. Well, that's my cue to continue on with some music, everybody. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefsta. This is Diamond Cut Trenches. And Chrono Trigger's in the background, request by Fuegs. But we're going to continue on with some Mad Villain again.
Rest is empty with no brain, but the clever nerd, the best MC with no chain you ever heard. Take it from the Tech Nine holer. They bit, don't know they neck shine from Shinola. Everything that glitter ain't fish scale. Let me think, don't let a faint kid Ishmael. A shot of Jack got her back, it's not an axe stack. Forgot about the cackalack, holler back, clack, clack, blocker. Villainy, feel him in your heart, chakra, chart topper. Start shit, stopper, be a smart shopper. Shot a cop day around the way, bout the stable. Who to know is two motor, wonder where the shooter go. About to jet, get them, not a bet, dead them. Let them spit the venom, set them, got a lot of shit with them. Let the rhythm hit them. Stronger in the other voice, we makes the joints that make them spread them butter moist, man, please. Stage made of panties, from the age of baby hoochies on to the grannies. Man, me the dough rake, daddy, the flow make her fatty shake. Patty cake for fake. If he was Anita Baker's man, he'd take her for her masters. Hit it once and shake her hand on some old thank you, ma'am, and ghost her. She could mind the toaster if she signed the poster. A whole host of roller coaster riders, not enough tracks. Hot enough black, it's too hot to handle. You got blue sandals, who shot you, who got you? New spots to vandal, do not stand still. Boast your skills close, but no krills. Toast for polils, post no bills. Coast to coast, Joe Smoes flows ill. Go chill, not supposed to overdose, no dose pills. Off pride tykes, talk wide, do scar me. Off sides, like how Worf ride with Starfleet. Told ya, on some get rich shit. As he gets older, he gets colder than a witch tit. This is it, make no mistakes. Where my nigga go? Figaro, Figaro. Old beats in my rhymes attack. A scary act, all black like Miss Mary Mack. Wait till you see him live on the piano. Doom sing soprano like Una Dociano. My mama told me, blast him, pass her a glass of OE. Not to be troublesome, but I could sure use a quick shot of double rum. No stick of bubble gum. I like ice cream, we could skip the wedding. Have a nice dream, she only let him stick her head in.
And that was Figaro by Mad Villainy. That's right, one of my favorite duos. But Fuegs, we were talking off air about quesadillas and interesting ways to make them. Now, I was proposing, I like to put, you know, veggies on mine, typically like spinach and whatever. But I don't think it would sound bad if you get the salted peanuts, you know. Put cheese with the cheese, you put the salted peanuts and hot sauce. And I feel like, I mean, that sounds appetizing to me. I don't know if that sounds appetizing to you guys.
So you said, so salted peanuts actually, and hot sauce.
That might work.
And cheese, right, yeah.
Okay.
Does that sound any...
That might work.
I haven't tried it, but I thought of it now, and I was like, that sounds like a good idea.
I feel like if you're craving peanuts, I feel like I'm not craving peanuts all the time.
But no, I only brought that up because... Wigs. Every time he comes to my house, he comes prepared for snacks.
Snacks.
And hey. It's always a giant plastic baggie of salted peanuts. It's humongous every time.
You always have snacks on
Bro,
me.
It's about, I gotta be honest, maybe like a good 4 ounces. It's a lot of peanuts.
The same bag. So you've been going at the same bag for a while.
Yeah, it takes us probably half an hour to finish that little bag. Yeah, right,
it's
right,
good,
Fuegs?
It's a good snack.
It is. Okay. But that's why I brought it up. But anyway, Fuegs, you had an idea. With a tortilla putting
it's not just an idea, right?
You've done it before.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's different than my case.
It's good.
Peanut butter and tortilla.
No cheese, right? It's just like a tortilla.
You could do cheese if you want to. But you could also do not cheese.
Yeah, I would prefer cheese without cheese for peanut butter.
So is that it?
Cheese and peanut butter sounds like a bad idea.
It's the peanut butter and the tortilla? That's it?
If you want, but you could customize
it. It's basically a crepe.
You could customize
it. It's basically a crepe.
Are we putting, like... chile and cheese on this as well.
If you want to. You could put like nuts in there, I guess.
Alright.
You could. This is following my lead. I actually had the habit like walnuts when I have them.
You also try Nutella, I think.
In a tortilla?
Yeah,
I'm not a big Nutella guy though, so I don't even really like it with bread. I'm not a big, I don't know. But maybe, I mean, I could try it. I'm gonna need you to do it though, you're the chef. In this case,
I'm down.
You're down?
Well, with this conversation, I feel like there's so many things you can do.
That's true.
Like, all the things you
I
can
think
put
Nutella's
on it.
Too much
I
for me, though.
I love...
Nutella. I tried maybe peanut butter, you know?
I love having the avocado on there, bro.
Avocado and cheese?
Avocado and cheese? I think the cheese and the avocado cancel each other out perfectly.
Maybe some minced garlic or something in there. Oof. You know?
That's so good.
So, God bless America. That's all I can say about... God bless. But they have really bad tortillas around here. That's the only thing. New England, especially around Somerville. Even Market Basket is nothing. I'm used to corn tortillas, but quesadillas I do prefer with flour, obviously, because it's larger, typically. There's no good flour tortillas here anyway. Like, I don't... They have, like, what, the Mission ones?
Have you searched? Like, the Mission is pretty common. It's in every...
Right, but that's basically the most they really have.
You don't think there are, like... Sometimes, maybe...
In Market Basket, occasionally it has, like, these corn tortillas from, like the Salvadoran and Guatemalan one. Like, it's, like, a brand from there. But outside of that, there's nothing... It's basically just Mission.
I see.
Possibly East Boston. Boston? Yeah, East Boston might, or Chelsea or something.
But that, it's also like Roxbury.
Yeah, it's like under $2 for like a big pack.
That, but yeah, that is he's right. It is a trek from here. Market Basket's the best option nearby if we have a car or something. If not, Stop and Shop, I guess it's closer. B-Fresh, right? But yeah, I mean, these are interesting creations. I don't know what else I would experiment with. Obviously, a choice of protein isn't. Isn't out of the question, right?
Oh, but
jamon is a classic for you. Yeah. For me, it's like grilled chicken. I like
That's.
I would do that.
Those are grilled chicken tacos right there, bro.
Do you think they're tacos at that point?
I think so. At that point,
even after like sludged and cheese and spinach and whatever, and like it's
cheesy
fried
tacos, bro.
Fried with a giant.
Anything is a taco.
No, there's no way. That's still even with the plancha y todo, bro. There's no way. That is definitely just a.
Especially you put some of your like veggies on there too, bro. Like,
bro, that's basically it's basically an omelet, but it's not. You know, like you put everything you would put in an omelet.
Cool,
and you can eat it basically the same way. It's like the same shape.
You're saying like the tortilla is the egg.
No, I'm not saying. But I'm saying
I think they go well together.
No, no, I'm saying the toppings are similar. You can put a lot of like peppers, spinach. I don't know, mushrooms. I don't know. You could put that in a quesadilla. Or I mean, I guess you wouldn't call. You said you're calling it now a taco when it has all this.
Yeah, with grilled chicken. It's a grilled chicken taco, bro.
That's what you call it?
That's how it is in Texas.
How about you, Fui? Is it a taco or a quesadilla?
I could see a taco.
But what would if it came to you and someone asked and you're like trying to eat, what would you call it? Like that's what I'm saying. Like, what would you call it personally?
Ham is definitely quesadilla. I think.
But what about if it's chicken then? What would that be? I would call it quesadilla.
It could be a quesadilla de pollo, but it could also be just taco.
Is that even in like an option in the window, quesadilla de pollo, or is it just like straight up taco?
I think it depends what it looks like at the end.
Oh, okay. So it's case by case.
You know,
okay.
It's good because quesadillas are just like frijoles, just beans.
Oh.
I miss those.
How, is that a quesadilla? That's
delicious.
Basically a.
No, that's something.
A quesadilla. Like, so it has cheese?
You can do just beans or you can do cheese and beans.
No, okay. So, because if it's just beans, I would basically call that un taco de frijol. There's no cheese. Quesadilla has queso. Yeah. Like, quesa, right?
You can do both.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I wouldn't call it. You know, like the peanut butter tortilla thing, I wouldn't call it quesadilla either. That's just a peanut butter. Tortilla sandwich thing. That's basically what it's not really a quesadilla. What a nuez-ia, bro? That's not a quesadilla, but a nuez-ia. Okay. Crema de nuez-ia, bro?
Yeah.
Crema de nuez-ia. That sounds nasty, actually. Yeah. That sounds actually horrifying.
It's just
to say.
All these things you can put together with the tortilla, bro. That's amazing.
Anything.
But anyway, we're going to sign off. Not sign off, sorry. We're going to continue on to some music. And then we'll sign off the next time you see us because we don't have a lot of time. But thank you again for tuning in so far. God bless America. Thank you to Fuegs. Thank you to Papi Chulo for tuning in. This is Clefsta, Diamond Cut Trenches. We're going to continue on with some scripture from Conway La Máquina. That's right. And Chrono Trigger was playing in the background based on Fuegs' suggestion. And now we'll continue on with the cow, la vaca, where Conway La Máquina and Westside Gun spit some scripture. That's right. Scripture. Chris Salt.
Smacking someone in the face. It's a bit more safer.
I hope they live in the sky. Pour out some liquor, load your fifth before your niggas arrive. For your niggas that got hit bad and didn't survive. Sometimes I feel like I'm the realest nigga alive. Since we was kicking doors, four niggas divvy your pie. They ain't believe me when I told niggas the city was mine. Now look at me though, Buffalo nigga, but their records were Cool G though. Necklace is 2 kilos. Remember when the feds gave 15 to cousin Tito? Me and Pat was right there, he took it like a G though. That's a real nigga, that's a fact. When I came home from doing 2, he gave me a 1/2 ounce and a rack and said, you don't owe me shit, just put the city on the map. That was
was 11 years ago, and now I'm doing just that. Ask my baby mama how much I cried when Machine Gun died. When I pulled up and seen that yellow tape outside, had me ready to grab the stick and go apes outside. I never found out who did it, that shit ate my pride, I swear. But maybe that was a sign. Maybe God ain't want me killing them niggas and doing time. Maybe God wanted me here to kill him with the rhyme. Maybe that was part of his plan and part of the design. I don't know, I'm not religious. All I know is I'm viciously gifted when I script it, and it's strictly for my niggas. I might shed a tear listening to this shit. Pop a spade cork like Machine Gun, we did it. Damn, who would've known? My crew would've blown. Every verse is verse of the year, shit is proven and shown. I needed Wes and Danger, I couldn't do it alone. Remember that fuck nigga pulled up using his chrome. Hit the back of my head and neck, I should've died, nigga. I feel like my nigga Duns kept me alive, nigga. Slapping my face like, bruh, open your eyes, nigga. Shaking my head like, fuck that, you can't die, nigga. Only real shit what I provide, nigga. I wrote this shit with the tears in my eyes, nigga. Now they gotta consider me top five, nigga. You hear my shit, is you surprised, nigga? You know it's funny, I wanted to quit. After I got shot in my head, I see my face like I'm done with this shit. Trying to spit my verses and mumbling and shit. Face twisted up, looking ugly and shit. That Bell's palsy had me looking like I had a stroke. With a bar raw like a slab of coke. And them same niggas that laugh and joke is doing bad and broke. And everything I drop is classic dope. This the realest shit in my pad I wrote. Fuck the dead dog. This the realest shit that I wrote.
Hey yo, pull the Mac out the Stone Island. Don't pile it. My nigga doing 50 in the Maui. Posing in Gosha. I do it for the culture. Master mind, bragging doses. You all soda. We in the kitchen like vultures. Bucket hat Gator on the coaster. Big ass ace, need two bitches to pour it. Hopped in the four door, got it and floored it. A nigga gorgeous. Rice peel off it, swarfish. This Warhol portraits, but more sick. Stella McCartney feeling me, pardon me. Nebraska Trish dragging on the mall, poor mournful. Stash cracks in his mouth, he had a jaw for. Jazz just stones in the mall. Niggas wanna hang me on the cross. A lawyer walk ball, a lawyer walk ball. Walking over water, I can touch the stars. A lawyer walk ball, a lawyer walk ball.
Yeah, and that was the cow. By West Side Gun. That's right, West Side Gun from Buffalo, New York. And Fuegs, what's going on with you and all these cuts?
I think I'm cursed.
You think you're cursed?
Yeah.
Don't say that lightly.
All right. Okay. Okay. If is it that serious? Do you think, or are you just saying that?
I'm just playing around.
All right, but can you tell us the predicament you're having at the current situation?
I just keep accidentally getting cuts on my fingers. No, I always have an active.
That sounds hilarious. I'm sorry. I have to say that. That actually
it
sounds.
Just keeps
hilarious.
Happening.
Yeah.
There's always
another. Okay. Can you name how many you have now? Can you count them?
All right, give me a second. There's one.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one. There's no one in the ceiling. Oh, two. Yeah, there you go. It's two. No, three. Dang.
And how many days have passed with, like, you having these three?
It's been, like, weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah, weeks, always having a cut.
That sounds
at
awful.
At least a month, I'd say.
Are you sure you're not cursed?
I think I'm cursed.
Oh, okay. How do you think that happened?
I don't know.
Is there an event that you can recall where you think you were being cursed upon?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Serious business, I don't know.
Yeah, it's alright. Like, I always carry like a band-aid around because I know I get cuts. So.
You're prepared. I'm prepared, bro. Yeah, okay.
Just how it is. It'd be like that.
But anyway, let's do our sign off. We don't have a lot of time. We actually got less than 3 minutes now. So we'll start with Puppy Chulo. What do your sign off? What you got to say to the people out in the crowd?
I just want to thank everybody for listening. And as always, I had a great time, and I love doing this because it's some great people. It's always a good time.
Thank you,
Papi Chulo out.
Thank you for tuning in, Papi Chulo. This is Clefstone. We got Fuegs doing a sign off.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a good night. And take care of yourself.
In fact, let's check a last second thing. Let's see if how many people were actually listening, at least at this time. We have 8.
Nice.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, it is about to be 3 a.m. And Raul is one of them, you said?
Yeah, definitely.
Some sleep.
Did you think of a name for him?
Oh, I didn't think you were going to come back to me on that one.
I mean, I did say I would come back. I mean, I'm not lying, right?
You're not.
All right. Just making sure. So, I mean, if you don't have something, then next time you gotta, we'll bring it up, right?
All right.
Think of a name. You can have a conversation with him about it too, if that needs to be done.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, cool. Then anyway, we'll be checking out. This is Toaster Runner Ruins 8-bit playing in the background. I love Mario Odyssey. It's a great game. Thank you for tuning in. You want to say something?
Yo, good night, y'all.
Good night. That's right, from Fuegs. And this is Clefsta, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches, which is sadly ending at 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That is right. Thank you for listening to the best voice from coast to coast, the best host. That is right. I'm just gassing myself up. Thank you for tuning in. We'll have one more song. In fact, what's the next song? The next song is going to be an Uncle Al joint. I love Uncle Al. He's one of my favorites. One of my favorite songs at the moment. But God bless America again one more time. Boo, boo, boo.
You see, the songs, though, is what I do. It's right to sing. It's the same.
Therefore, it's all pure feeling. What we're playing is complete honesty.
It's hard to say that if you can trace the origin of your fear, it will disappear.
My thoughts, dreams, plots in my schemes, that's what's on my mind when I toss in my sleep. My heart like my pen when I jot and it bleed. My cart full of sin when I shop, it's a spree. I got some new leaves, I'm like, what's the word with you, sir? You just moss on a tree, I'm not concerned with you.
All right, we're gonna interrupt the song real quick. I will put it down. It's so be stinking around. But
very important,
please,
final shout out to right here.
The bag of ground beef. The bag was unfortunately thrown on the ground by a security guard tonight.
Wait, but was it enjoyed?
So
for,
this,
it was
did he
enjoyed
pat him down and he found him a bag of ground beef in your guy?
Destroyed, unfortunately.
Going to senior bar night?
So rest in peace, bag of brown meat.
Ground beef.
That's how we're
always coming through.
Take
Thank
care.
You for tuning in.
I shout out you.